36 yards out. 36 yards, third touchdown of the game for Alex Chenal. He has two carries for 55 yards. He has two catches for 90 yards, four touches for 145 yards in the first half for Alex Chenal. 43-0 now the lead for Frederick. 1 minute, 13 seconds to go in the first half. Extra point, PAT, will be attempted by Isaiah Moa. Kick is up, and it is good. Just inside the right hand upright. 44-0 is the lead for Frederick. We will have the kickoff coming up in 30 seconds. This is Newman Catholic High School Playoff Football on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services. Whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic designer mailing, they print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small. So give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Chad Holmes again from our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth here in Frederick. 1 minute, 13 seconds to go in the second quarter. Frederick 44, Newman Catholic nothing. Kicking it off will be Isaiah Moll for Frederick. Here's the kick. It will roll inside the 20. Chasing it down is Michael Fox at the 11. Fox will try to work his way to the left-hand side. He will be hit, and he'll be brought down at above the 12-yard line. So the Cardinals will take over as the clock moves with under a minute to go in the first half. Cardinals had to fight to get to this point again and again. I know the coach will not use it as an excuse, but at the same time, it's not an excuse when it's fact. And it's just been a real rough last half of the year when it's come to injuries for this team. And in the eight-player game, nobody has a lot of players. That's why these teams are playing eight-player football. These are smaller schools, don't have the same numbers. And right now, the Cards, as I look to the far side again, just not many additional players as along with the eight that are currently on the field. There's the snap. Looking to throw with Michael Fox. Fires near side. He's got his man Fisher. Fisher at the 20. Little juke. Gets to the 25. And fumbled out of bounds. Stripped out of bounds. And that will be the final play of the first half. So a pickup of about 12 yards to the 24-yard line. Good first half for Tristan Fisher. 90 yards receiving, but other than that, a bit of a rough go of it for the Cards in the first half of play. 44-0 is the lead for the Frederick Vikings. We'll come back and recap this first half. Look at the brackets for 11-player and a whole bunch more as well. I'm Chad Holmes again from our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth. Cloverbelt Credit Union since 1936. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong. Great rate financing for cars, trucks, recreational vehicles, and mortgages. Info at ccuwausau.com. 44-0. Frederick over Newman. Back in a moment. This is Newman Cardinal Playoff Football on 98.9 WXCO. Online at wxco.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Witness the difference at Newman Catholic Schools. From 6 weeks old through 12th grade, students are led to build a strong foundation for life. Catholic faith and learning come together in a welcoming community that encourages growth at every stage through a well-rounded curriculum, service opportunities, and a wide range of extracurricular activities. Students are inspired to discover their gifts, strengthen their character, and reach their full potential, with growth happening both within and beyond the classroom. Newman Catholic Schools creates an environment where students can flourish. Choose a school that invests in your child's future. Learn more at newmancatholicschools.com.
Rocket Industrial's mission to package with less is a commitment to making a future that's better for the next generation. Their recommendations help manufacturers across the nation package with less material, less waste, less time, and with less cost. Their engineers and experts provide data-backed solutions that positively impact your bottom line. When you work with Rocket Industrial, you're working with a partner committed to making a difference. Rocket Industrial, package with less. Learn more at rocketindustrial.com.
What's your idea of fall fun? Maybe it's hitting the trails on a new ATV. Then it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Or if you're thinking of a UTV for hauling wood or hunting, or maybe just because it would make the tasks around your property so much easier, it's time to call CCU. ATVs, UTVs, utility tractors, and their attachments for care of your property. Whether you need it for fun or to get the job done, Clover Belt Credit Union is here to help with the great rate financing you want. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Thinking about a motorhome or maybe a snowplow for your ATV or utility tractor? Call CCU for great rate financing. And if you're thinking motorcycle, Clover Belt Credit Union has the financing you need for the bike you want. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Check it out. For vehicle loans, for mortgages, for financing fall fun, call Clover Belt Credit Union. That's CCU. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
I'm Chad Holmes, joining myself and former Wausau West High School head football coach Jason Foster every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we will review and preview the high school football action around Central Wisconsin, plus special guests. Each week, we will talk to an area head football coach about their team and also bring on a student athlete to talk about their athletics and off the field as well. The Big High School Sports Show, each and every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. on Central Wisconsin's radio home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And don't forget, you can catch a podcast of every week's show at WXCO.fm. Also on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chad Holmes again from our Clover Belt Credit Union broadcast booth here at Frederick as the Newman Catholic Cardinals trail Frederick by a score of 44-0 at the end of the first half. Let's look at the numbers of the first half of play. First of all, for Newman Catholic, not able to get anything going on the ground. Really terrific defensive work up front for Frederick. Michael Fox had 8 attempts for negative 6 yards. Those also count, of course, quarterback sacks. Eli Fight had 4 attempts for 4 yards in the first half. Passing the football, Michael Fox was 4 out of 18 passing for 90 yards and an interception in the first two quarters. And all 4 of the completions went to Tristan Fisher. Fisher, 4 catches for 90 yards in the first half of play. Tristan Fisher has had a very good first half, both on the offensive side and on the defensive side. as Tristan Fisher also had an interception in the game as well back in the second quarter. So Fisher has had a very good performance here for Newman Catholic as the senior, getting an opportunity to finish off with, I think, a highlight for Newman Catholic. Offensively for Frederick, 6 carries, 77 yards, and a touchdown for Leif Lottie. 2 carries, 21 yards for Royce Anderson. Alex Chenault had 2 carries, 55 yards, and a touchdown. 1 carry, 27 yards for Freddie Nelson, and a touchdown as well. Passing the football, Royce Anderson hit on 6 of 9 passes for 123 yards, 2 touchdowns, and an interception. 2 catches, 90 yards, and a pair of touchdowns for Alex Chenault. 3 catches for 25 yards for Brett Bartlett, and Riley Cummings had 1 catch for 8 yards. So 180 yards on the ground, 123 through the air, and 303 yards of total offense for Frederick in the first half of play. Cardinals had negative 2 yards rushing, 90 yards through the air, 88 yards of total offense in the first half of play. Looking at the scoring, Frederick, well, actually, the Cardinals got the ball first, and the Cardinals had a terrific first series in this game. They had a 12-play drive. They... A 12-play drive, and they drove it all the way to the 20-yard line, inside the 20, in fact. But it ended on the 20-yard line on downs. The Cardinals, again, a very good first drive, 12-play drive. Kept the football for nearly 7 minutes, but could not score. Then, starting on their own 19-yard line was Frederick, and they had an 8-play, 81-yard touchdown drive to get things underway. It finished off with a Freddie Nelson 27-yard touchdown run with 3:49 to go in the first quarter. That made it 8-0. Frederick with the lead. Frederick would then score in the final moments of the first quarter with 21 seconds to go. A 34-yard touchdown pass to Alex Chenault from Royce Anderson. 2-point conversion again was good, and that made it 16-0 Vikings, and that would be the score at the end of the first quarter. Early in the second period with I'm not right there. I'm not right in that position, but it looked like a forward pass from up here, but it was called a fumble on the field. Looked like a forward pass that went forward. Oh, again, they called it a lateral. It was picked up by Lottie, who went in 23 yards for the score, and that kind of opened the floodgates with 11:27 to go in the second quarter. 2-point conversion was no good. It was 22-0 Frederick with the lead. Then a 68-yard touchdown run by Lottie with 10:07 to go in the second quarter. 2-point conversion was good. That made it 30-0. A 56-yard touchdown run by Chenault with 9:48 to go in the second quarter. Extra point was good. Made it 37-0. And then Chenault with a 36-yard touchdown run with 1:13 to go in the second quarter. Made it 44-0. And that is the score at the end of the first half. 44-0 Frederick over Newman Catholic. Well, we will still have more high school playoff football next week. We will talk about that coming up. We will look at where some of our area teams are going with the 11-player football brackets. They were announced earlier today. So we'll talk about where the Wausau West Warriors are going, the East Lumberjacks, and other area teams after we take a quick timeout. Again, it is halftime of this 8-player football Level 1 playoff, and the Newman Cardinals trail Frederick by a score of 44-0. Again, I'm Chad Holmes from our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth. Cloverbelt Credit Union, since 1936, local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong. Great rate financing for cars, trucks, recreational vehicles, and mortgages. Info at ccuwasa.com. Back in a few moments, this is Newman Cardinal Playoff Football on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to Wisconsin Valley Flag Football for their support of football broadcasts on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a league for 3rd through 6th graders in central Wisconsin. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a fast-paced 5-on-5 league with small teams so everyone is in on the action. For more information on Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, go to their Facebook page or their website at wivalleyflagfb.com. That's wivalleyflagfb.com.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the WIAA, are the 178,000 high school sports students in Wisconsin. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
Are you passionate about local high school sports? So are we. WXCO 98.9 FM is proud to be the only station in Wausau bringing you live, play-by-play coverage of high school sports, game after game, season after season. But we can't do it alone. We are currently seeking local sponsors and community partners who believe in the power of sports to bring people together, inspire youth, and energize our hometown pride. Promote your business, support our local athletes, be heard by thousands of loyal local listeners. If your business is interested in supporting live sports broadcasts while gaining valuable exposure, now is the perfect time to become a WXCO sports sponsor. Message us on our Facebook page or call or text our sales rep, Aaliyah, at 608-573-1597. That's 608-573-1597. Let's keep Wausau High School sports on the air together.
Chad Holmes again from Frederick. Beautiful fall afternoon. Partly sunny skies. Moderate temperatures. Great football weather. First time that Frederick has hosted a postseason game in more than a decade, and they are enjoying themselves here today as they lead the Newman Catholic Cardinals 44-0 at the intermission. Today, earlier today, this morning, it was announced the 11-player football playoff brackets, and a number of our area teams will be in Level 1 action next week, including the Wausau West Warriors. Wausau West is a number 8 seed in their bracket. They will travel to a very tough opponent, Heartland Arrowhead, next Friday night. We will have live coverage of the game right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coverage will begin with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. That's Wausau West at Heartland Arrowhead next Friday night. Division 1, Level 1 playoff right here on your home for high school sports live play-by-play, 98.9 WXCO. The winner of that game will take on, maybe we'll have a Valley Conference rematch. If Wausau West can win and if DC Everest can win, we'd have the Warriors and the Evergreens in a matchup in Level 2, but they both have to win on the road. Everest is a number 5 seed in that bracket. They will be traveling to number 4 seed at Brookfield East next week on Friday night. Let's look at Division 2. And one note in Division One: Stevens Point did not make the playoffs. Stevens Point had a rough finish to the season. They just missed out in Division One. In Division Two, Marshfield made the playoffs. They are number 6 seed. They will travel to number 3 seeded Oshkosh North coming up next week. Division Three: Wausau East back in the playoffs for the second straight year. Wausau East will be on the road next Friday night. Lumberjacks got a number 7 seed. So Wausau East will be hitting the road to Mount Horeb Barneville, the number 2 seed, that game next Friday night. So Wausau East back in the postseason playoffs. Merrill from the Great Northern Conference, also in Division 3, is the number 4 seed. They get a home game against number 5 seeded Lakeland, a pair of Great Northern Conference teams in that Level 1 playoff coming up next week. Another team from the GNC, Medford, is the number 8 seed. They will be at number 1 seeded Grafton in Division 3. And Rhinelander is a number 8 seed as well. They will be at number 1 seeded Madison Edgewood next Friday night. In Division 5, some area teams involved. Really nobody in Division 4. In Division 5, Stratford is a number 2 seed. They will take on number 7 seeded Richland Center at home next Friday night. Also in D5, in that part of the bracket, number 5 seed Spencer Columbus Catholic from the CWC Large. They will be at number 4 seeded New Holstein. And number 1 seed in that part of the bracket is Tomahawk from the Great Northern Conference. They will be home against Omro next week in Level 1. Also, see if there's anybody else from the area in that division, Division 5. Yep, Amherst from the CWC Large, number 2 seed. They will be at home against number 7 Lancaster coming up next week as well. In Division 6, the brackets, Edgar is a number 1 seed. They were moved up from Division 7 this year. They are a number 1 seed. They will host number 8 seeded Loyal Greenwood. Loyal Greenwood started the season off so very well with 4 straight wins. They lost 5 in a row, but they still get in as a number 8 seed in Division 6. Marathon back in the playoffs this season. They will be a number 7 seed. They will travel to number 2 seeded Kewaunee next week. So good for Coach Vince Dinkle in his first year at Marathon, getting into the postseason playoffs. Abbotsford, also in Division 6, is a number 7 seed. Falcons will travel to number 2 seeded Mondovi next week. So that is the look at the area teams in Division 6. And then finally in Division 7, look at some of the teams that will be participating in the postseason. Pittsville from the Merrillwood CWC is a number 7 seed. They'll be at number 2 seeded Hilbert coming up. Next. Assumption in their final year in 11-player. They're coming to 8-player next year. In fact, they'll be in the same conference as Newman Catholic next year. They are in as a number 8 seed. They snuck in, and they will be in the postseason playoffs. And where is Assumption? I know they... Yep, they're number 8. They'll be at number 1 seeded Cochran Fountain City. So that's a look at some of the area teams with the brackets. You can check them all out at WIAAWI.org. And, of course, again, we will have Wausau West in action next Friday night, and there's a possibility that we'll have Wausau East as well next Friday on our Sports 2 stream. You have to check into that first. But for sure, Wausau West at Heartland Arrowhead, and then possibly as well Wausau East in action on the Sports 2 stream next Friday as well. So keep an ear out. Keep an eye on our website. Keep an eye on our social media, as we'll keep you up to speed on our continuing coverage of high school sports during the 2025-2026 school year here on Wausau's only radio play-by-play home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We will take one more break and then come back with the opening kickoff of the third quarter. It is Frederick 44, Newman Catholic nothing. This is Cardinal Playoff Football on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
What's your idea of fall fun? Maybe it's hitting the trails on a new ATV. Then it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Or if you're thinking of a UTV for hauling wood or hunting, or maybe just because it would make the tasks around your your property so much easier, it's time to call CCU. ATVs, UTVs, utility tractors, and their attachments for care of your property. Whether you need it for fun or to get the job done, Clover Belt Credit Union is here to help with the great rate financing you want. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Thinking about a motorhome or maybe a snowplow for your ATV or utility tractor? Call CCU for great rate financing. And if you're thinking motorcycle, Clover Belt Credit Union has the financing you need for the bike you want. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Check it out. For vehicle loans, for mortgages, for financing fall fun, call Clover Belt Credit Union. That's CCU. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong.
And we're ready for the start of the third quarter. Clover Belt Credit Union broadcast booth. Cardinals will kick off, trailing 44-0. So Frederick will get the football first. Tristan Fisher will kick it away for Newman. Cardinals going from right to left in the third quarter of play. There's a line drive. It'll bounce at the 26, roll inside the 20, picked up at the 19. Up to the 20, to the 25, and tripped up and falling forward beyond the 26-yard line. Fisher, again, having himself a nice day, got the tackle after kicking it away. Running it back was Alex Chanel for the Vikings, and they will take over first and 10 at their own 26-yard line. 303 yards of total offense for the Vikings in the first half, 180 on the ground, 123 through the air. Looks like they will be going on to take on Flambeau next week. Flambeau, the number one seed, was leading Bruce 30-0. All the eight-player playoff games going on today. Royce Anderson in the spread. Hard count, takes the snap. Running, right-hand side, trying to get to the corner, 25 to the 30. And he'll be knocked down and fall forward short of the 35-yard line. So they will pick up about 7 yards on that first down play. Third carry for 28 yards today for Royce Anderson. Cardinal defense on the left end for Newman Catholic is Carter Sirwanka. The nose tackle is C.J. Bierman. Right defensive end is Everett Pent. Middle linebacker is Damian Pent. Also at a linebacker position is Jacob Fox. Michael Fox in the secondary. Also Tristan Fisher. Second and three. There's a handoff. Left-hand side trying to cut it back, but hit right at the line of scrimmage. Coming in again was Tristan Fisher. Damian Pent in on the tackle as well on that carry from Leif Lottie. It'll be third down in about a yard and a half. Seventy-eight yards on seven carries and a touchdown for Leif Lottie. Most of his yardage came on that 68-yard touchdown run that occurred in the first half. Third down in about a yard and a half here for the Vikings. Royce Anderson in the pistol. Lottie lined up behind him. There's the snap. It is a fake handoff. Keeps himself opening. 35 to the 40, to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, and he's going to go. 20. 15, 10, 5, touchdown. A 66-yard touchdown run for Royce Anderson. Another big chunk of yardage on a scoring play for Frederick. As now it's 50-0. Cardinals got sucked in on the fake, and then coming to the right-hand side was Anderson, and really nobody out there to slow him down. He goes into the end zone from the, on the right-hand side. They cut it to the middle, untouched, from 66 yards out. They will go for a two-point conversion. Austin Adams is now the quarterback. Lottie lined up to his right. Adams takes the snap. He looks to throw. He'll fire it on the near side. Just out of the reach of Tristan Fisher. Made a great dive. Inches away, but into the hands of Brett Bartlett for the two-point conversion. So, two-point conversion is good. 9 minutes and 34 seconds to go in the third quarter. 52-0 is the lead for Frederick. Kickoff coming up in 30 seconds. This is Newman Catholic High School football on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's printer of choice. Due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service, Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services. Whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic designer mailing, they print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small. So give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Kickoff coming up, 9:34 to go in the third quarter. Cardinals will get the football for the first time in the second half. Fisher will take it at the 11, up the middle to the 15 to the 20, moves his way to the right, spun around and brought down at the 21-yard line. So that's where the Cardinals will begin first and 10. Offensively in the first half, it was Fisher with four catches for 90 yards to lead the way for Newman. Michael Fox was 4 of 18 passing, 90 yards and an interception. Cardinals only had, well, they actually did not have any yardage in the on the ground in the first half. They had negative 2 yards rushing in the first two quarters. So first and 10, Newman, ball marked at the 22-yard line. Cardinals in the road white, red jerseys, white pants, white helmets, NC in Columbia blue on each side. Blue, blue jerseys, blue pants, white numerals, yellow helmets for the Vikings of Frederick. Michael Fox, empty backfield. Spread formation. Motion to the left by Everett Pent. It's a quarterback run, left-hand side. 20 to the 25, and out of bounds near the 28-yard line is Michael Fox. He'll mark him all the way actually to the 30-yard line. So it's an 8-yard pickup on that run for Fox. As we go into the second half with the running clock, we're going to try to talk a little bit about the seniors for the Newman Catholic Cardinals ending their football career here today. And again, lots of success over these years for these young men. Have represented their school very well among the seniors. And the unfortunate aspect is when seniors are not able to play in the final game. And got some of those here for Newman. Quincy injuries for 2 years in a row. Missed all but about three quarters of last season. And then again suffered an injury earlier this season, midway through. So Quincy Fender had such a good start to the year for Newman, coming back from that significant injury a year ago. Second and two. Fox goes up the middle. He is met in the hole hard by the big defensive tackle. Hunter Root. Big tackle right at the line of scrimmage. He'll be third down and two. Quincy Fender, the good news is he'll be back for the start of the basketball season coming up. We will be with the Cardinal boys basketball team when they tip things off. They'll be starting off their season against Merrill and Pines over at the Wausau West Turkey Shoot Thanksgiving weekend. Also, Griffin Pent, senior, suffered an injury last week and missed here today. Another senior who had such a terrific run here for the Cards. Third down and two from the 30 for Newman Catholic. Fox will take the snap. Hand off and hit in the backfield is Eli Fite. And again, it's Root coming in there, wrapping up. Fite for a 3-yard loss. So fourth down from the 27, fourth down and 5 yards to go. And it looks like Coach will keep his offense in. Michael Fox will jog back into the huddle. And coming out to play some offense for the Cards will be for the first time, Damian Pent, I think. Damian Pent is out there. He'll line up on the left-hand side. Oh, actually, it's not. They're not going for it. They're going to kick it away. So they're not going to go for it. So in punt formation, Fisher, he's in trouble. Gets away from the block attempt. Now he's going to run. Has room. 25 to the 30. Has the first down. Well, sometimes desperation leads to good things because there are a couple of Vikings who came in untouched. But seeing the rushers come in, pulling it down and running to the right-hand side was Tristan Fisher, able to pick up 7 yards and a first down. Actually, 6 yards and a first down to the 33. So the Cardinals will keep possession. 5 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. 52-0 Frederick with the lead. Another senior for the Cards going numerically here. Everett Pence. Again, you guys hear a lot of Pence. 3 Pence on the football team, all seniors. And Everett Pence. Again, these Pence have really done a fantastic job here for this program. There's the snap, fake handoff. Fox goes up the middle, 35. Fox kicks it to the right and brought down at about the 37-yard line. Picks up about 4 yards on the play. It'll be second down here for the Cards. Second down and 6 yards to go. Tristan Fisher, another of the seniors for the Cards. And again, he's and on a very tough day here for the Cards. Fisher's had himself a good performance. He has 4 catches for 90 yards, an interception. Then he just made a first down on a scramble in punt formation. So again, for Tristan, it's been a very good senior season and a very good way to finish things off here today individually for him. Though I'm sure he would trade every one of those catches and yards for a chance to play again next week. Second and 6. Little swing. Oh, there's a lateral. That was a lateral, and it'll be picked up by Frederick. I said in the first half it wasn't a lateral. That was a lateral, and it's covered up by Brett Bartlett, and turnover on the Cardinals. Picked up at the 17-yard line in Newman territory. Another of the injured seniors for the Cardinals. Two-way starter Cooper Gould. Been a shame that he has not been able to play more this season. Again, that's one of the shames about high school athletics. There's no red shirts. If you get hurt, there's no way to make it up. And Cooper Gould has missed most of this season due to injury, knee injury. Looking to throw. Anderson, ball is deflected, but grabbed. 15-yard line right-hand side. There's a flag down. Breaking a tackle to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone. But I think this one will be coming back. Leap Lottie took that little fling on the right-hand side. But a flag, and it'll be an illegal man downfield coming up on Frederick. So that will wipe off that touchdown off the board. And the penalty will be marked off to the 22-yard line. It'll be first down and 15 for the Vikings. Another, the final senior for the Newman Cardinals, Damian Pent. And Damian has battled his way back, wearing that big cast on his right arm, out there to play the last 2 weeks of the season. First and 15. Anderson in the pistol, looking to throw. Anderson fires over the middle. He's got his man complete, bouncing off a tackler and into the end zone is Riley Cummings for the touchdown. A 22-yard connection to Cummings. Third touchdown pass of the game for Royce Anderson. .232 to go in the third quarter. Extra point attempt. They'll go with the kick this time with Isaiah Moore. Kick is up, and the kick is good. 59-0 Frederick with the lead. We'll take a 30-second timeout and come back with the kickoff. This is Newman Catholic High School playoff football on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Witness the difference at Newman Catholic Schools. From 6 weeks old through 12th grade, students are led to build a strong foundation for life. Catholic faith and learning come together in a welcoming community that encourages growth at every stage through a well-rounded curriculum, service opportunities, and a wide range of extracurricular activities. Students are inspired to discover their gifts, strengthen their character, and reach their full potential, with growth happening both within and beyond the classroom. Newman Catholic Schools creates an environment where students can flourish. Choose a school that invests in your child's future. Learn more at newmancatholicschools.com.
Chad Holmes again from our Clover Belt Credit Union broadcast booth here in Frederick. Here comes the kickoff. It will be taken back at the 9-yard line. Tristan Fisher to the 10 to the 15. Moves left to the 20 to the 25. Breaks a tackle and falls forward out of bounds near the 28-yard line. So that's where the Cardinals will begin, first and 10. So for this Newman team, they have 6 seniors on the squad. 3 Pence, along with Quincy Fender, Cooper Gould, and also, who's the third one? Okay, Damian, 6. Oh, yeah, Tristan Fisher, the other non-Pent. So Quincy Fender, Tristan Fisher, and Cooper Gould, along with Griffin Pent, Everett Pent, and also Damian Pent. Cardinals back to the line of scrimmage, first and 10. Ball at the 28-yard line. Empty backfield spread formation. Motion to the right by Everett Pent. There's a quarterback keeper, but again, really nowhere to go. Hit near the line of scrimmage is Michael Fox. And it'll be second down and 10. Boy, this Frederick team is, again, watching the film, getting ready for the game today, you could see they had some good size, some good athletes, and the Cardinals have had just, I mean, sometimes, as I said, the numbers don't lie, and you see some good height up front. You have some good, strong players. You see these are athletes up front, and the front here on the right-hand side for Frederick, Brett Bartlett. On the left-hand side, Freddie Nelson. And then right in the middle, we've seen Hunter Root often. He's not in there right now. Second down and a long 10. Looking to throw is Michael Fox. He'll fire it right-hand side. He's got his man. Breaking a tackle, Tristan Fisher trying to juke his way upfield and pushed out of bounds near the 31. So about a 3-yard pickup on that play. Fifth grab of the game for Tristan, 93 yards. It'll be a third down and about 8 yards to go here for the Cards. So Cardinals will, I think, call. Nope, they're going to let the clock run out. The clock is down under 10 seconds, so they're not going to rush it. And that will be the final play of the third quarter. Heading to the fourth quarter, it is Frederick 59, Newman Catholic nothing. Back in a minute here on 98.9 WXCO.
Rocket Industrial's mission to package with less is a commitment to making a future that's better for the next generation. Their recommendations help manufacturers across the nation package with less material, less waste, less time, and with less cost. Their engineers and experts provide data-backed solutions that positively impact your bottom line. When you work with Rocket Industrial, you're working with a partner committed to making a difference. Rocket Industrial, package with less. Learn more at rocketindustrial.com.
We continue to make progress, but there remains a shortage of WIAA licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin. We salute those who have committed their time and effort to ensure we maintain education-based athletics. Because without officials, there are no games. Please don't hesitate if you want an exciting and rewarding experience. It's also a great way to earn more than a few dollars. Get licensed as a contest official today by accessing the Officials tab at the top of the WIAA website at WIAAWI.org. A message from Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
Start of the fourth quarter, final quarter of the campaign here for the Newman Catholic Cardinals as they trail 59-0 to Frederick. And again, this group battling against really shorthanded numbers here late in the season. Still out there fighting it out. Going to finish this one off, I'm sure, with their heads held high. Another great season for Newman Catholic High School football, one of only two programs in the state to make the eight-player playoffs every year since the WIAA has implemented the eight-player tournament. Looking to throw on third down is Fox. He'll fire it over the middle. Diving grab made by Tristan Fisher at about the 47-yard line. Another nice grab by Fisher. That will be a pickup of 17 yards and a first down. 110 yards receiving on six receptions now for Fisher. So that senior is finishing off his high school football career in a very solid way. So the Cardinals will keep the football. Ball near the 48-yard line in Cardinal territory. Newman back to the line of scrimmage. Michael Fox in the spread. Takes a peek at the defense. Now starts the count. In motion, Fisher moves his way to the left. There's the snap. It's a quarterback run. There's a seam up to the 50. Putting the shoulder pads down is Fox inside the 45-yard line of the Vikings to the 44. Close to a first down. That'll be a gain of close to 9 yards on the play. Second down and a yard to go. Ball marked at the 44-yard line in Viking territory. If you joined us late, the Cardinals caught the football first in this game, and they had a good drive. They had a 12-play drive that took nearly 7 minutes off the clock, but Frederick was able to stop them on downs, take over on their 19, and ultimately take it 8 plays, 81 yards for the touchdown, and really that sparked Frederick. Then the full fumble return for the touchdown kind of really started the ball rolling hard early in the second quarter that really gave the Vikings control this one, and they have not looked back. Second down and a yard. Michael Fox again in the spread. Motion by Everett Pent to the left. There's the snap. Fox trying to work his way left, but he's in trouble, and he'll go down at the 49-yard line. Michael tried to go left, and then he saw a couple of big blue jerseys coming his way, and that will be a loss of 4 yards on the play. Third down for the Cards at the Frederick 48-yard line. They have third down and about 5 yards to go. Jogging into the huddle will be Michael Fox. Coach Paul Micklig again pacing on the far sideline. Hard to believe it's been 24 years for the coach. He's had more than half his life as the head coach. Of course, this Newman Cardinal graduate started as a coach, I think, when he was 23, if I'm not mistaken. An incredible run for Paul Micklig as the head man at Newman Catholic. Rolling right is Fox. He's going to fire it downfield towards Fisher. He is grabbed. He was grabbed and thrown to the ground, but no flag comes down, and it's incomplete. Fisher cut in front of the defender to make an adjustment on the football. And then grabbing near the right shoulder pad was the defender, but no penalty was thrown. Incomplete and on fourth down. Wow. Again, it's 59-0, but at the same time, it still looked like a play that really was a situation. Could have had a flag and a first down for the Cards. But nevertheless, punt formation now for Newman. Fisher will punt it away. Good punt. It will bounce at the 15, take a roll inside the 10, inside the 5, and then come to a stop near the 3-yard line. Good punt by Fisher. So now long field for Frederick inside their own 5-yard line. Boy, again, I'm not to beat a dead horse, but that was one of the more obvious pass interference calls I've seen all year, and no flag was thrown. So first and 10 from their own 3-yard line for the Vikings. Frederick will be improving to 7-2 on the season. They'll extend their win streak to 6 games in a row, and they will get a date on the road at Flambeau in the Level 2 playoffs next week. First year of a 32-team tournament for 8-player football. Up to this point, it had always been a 16-team playoff. New quarterback Austin Adams. We've seen him a couple of times here today. He is under center. Takes the snap. It's a handoff, right-hand side, break and a tackle, and then not the second was Freddie Nelson. That was similar to the touchdown run that gave Frederick the early lead, the first score of the game. He is tackled, though, this time after only a gain of about one. Second carry for Nelson. He had the 27-yard touchdown run back in the first quarter. Stick around in our post game. We'll put it all together for this 2025 Newman Catholic football season. We'll have a chance to talk to the coach, Paul Micklig, and put the bow on this one. Look at the numbers of this one as well. Austin Adams again under center. Lone setback behind the QB, about a yard deep into the end zone. He's dropping back, looking to throw. He's going to fire it, and ball's intercepted. Michael Fox at the 10. Fox to the 5 and brought down at the 3. Michael Fox with the pick. He was tackled hard, and he is looks like he is hurting a bit. He is down on the field, and that's, again, boy, late in the game, you don't want to see anybody get hurt, especially the backup quarterback for the Cardinals. So Michael Fox down at the 3, and it looks like he's going to try to work his way back. Well, he's going to stay down. Wait for the trainer to come out. But a pick for Fox, tackled at the 3, and the Cardinals have a chance to get on the board. Second interception of a Frederick pass today by the Cardinals. And while the trainer takes a look at Michael Fox, we'll take a quick timeout. 6 minutes and 29 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. It is Frederick 59, Newman Catholic nothing. This is Cardinal Football on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to Wisconsin Valley Flag Football for their support of football broadcasts on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a league for 3rd through 6th graders in central Wisconsin. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a fast-paced 5-on-5 league with small teams so everyone is in on the action. For more information on Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, go to their Facebook page or their website at wivalleyflagfb.com. That's wivalleyflagfb.com.
And Chad Holmes again from our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth is able to walk off the field. It is Michael Fox. And we do have a timeout on the field. So a timeout, I think, called by the Cardinals. So 6:29 left in the game, 59-0, Frederick with the lead. And again, as we look back at this season for the Cardinals, 5 wins and 3 losses overall. Number of challenges this year, but the Cardinals have been able to fight through a lot of these challenges, be able to again make the playoffs, and that was not an easy accomplishment here this year. I think there's always this sense that Newman Catholic, because of the record and winning multiple state championships, always being there, everybody just assumes, oh, Newman Catholic. Well, you look at, again at the size of the school, the size of the team, they are overachieving again this year. And again, I just give great credit to the entire staff. You got Coach Paul Micklig. You got his longtime defensive coordinator, Carl Thorpe. You got Jeff Gress joining the varsity football staff this year. And Kevin Grundy, the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association Hall of Famer, head coach at Wausau West for many years, at Antigo, at Wausau East. And he joined, and he was, of course, the head coach at Newman Catholic when Paul Micklig was playing at Newman Catholic. And Coach Grundy joined the staff this year. So a really good staff for these young men to work with this year at Newman. So now the Cards will come to the line of scrimmage, try to get on the board here. Cardinals first down and goal to go. Let's see, they're going to put Tristan Fisher at the quarterback position. So Fisher will step in at the quarterback here for the Cards. There's the snap. Tristan rolls to the left, looking. He's going to fire towards the end zone. Not able to bring it in was Jacob Fox. So that was actually a nice job as about to be hit was Fisher. He got it off. Fox was in the end zone but just could not bring it in. So second and goal now for the Cards. And again, as we talk about Newman here today, got to say what an impressive performance on a big day here for Frederick. Again, they had not had a home playoff game in a long time, more than a decade, and they have come here and played exceptionally well, and they've really earned this victory and earned their spot in the Level 2 playoffs. So, again, good for a team that has not been in the playoffs as much. It's always exciting for these schools to be part of the playoffs and then to get a big W in advance to play again next week. Back in the game now is Michael Fox on this second down play. Fox looking to throw. He'll fire it towards the end zone. Intercepted. Picked off at the 3. Up to the 10, to the 15, to the 20. Down the near sideline and going all the way. Another long touchdown coming up on a big day for Alex Chanel. He will take it all the way to the house. Nearly 100 yards for the touchdown. Michael Fox was pressured. He had to get rid of that ball, I think, earlier than he wanted to. And, boy, yes, Chanel had himself a day. He has had himself a big, big afternoon. And adding a little icing to the cake are the Vikings, makes it 65-0. We talked about some of the big scoring plays that the Vikings have had today. Yeah, they added even bigger that time, about 100 yards on that return. And they will keep the offense out this time, as it will be Austin Adams at the quarterback position. There's the snap, fire to the near side, tipped away. Nice job on the far side, getting in there, getting a hand on it was Eli Feit, I believe. And that will be no good on the two-point conversion attempt. 65-0 now the score. Frederick with the lead, 5:15 to go in the game. We will take a 30-second timeout and come back for the kickoff here on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services. Whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic designer mailing, they print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small. So give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Kickoff coming up. Here's the kick. It will be taken by Fisher at the 15. Up to the 20, to the 25. He is hit, keeps his feet to the 30, and there he's tackled. So 15-yard return for Tristan Fisher. And the Cardinal offense will come out as we hit 5 minutes to go in the game. 65-0 lead for Frederick. See who's out there for the Cards, and after getting shaken up, it looks like Michael Fox is still going to be out there. He's battling again. We're at the point where quarterback wise you just really don't have very many choices here for Newman Catholic, and Michael Fox, you can tell he's a little banged up as he does limp slightly into the huddle again. It's just, at this point you look at the Cardinal bench, there's just really nobody there. You have so many talented starters, two-way starters who are out with injury. It's put the Cardinals in such a tough spot here today. But, again, they're coming out here and fighting right to the end. There's the snap. Fox looking to throw. He'll move it left-hand side. Tristan Fisher again with the grab. He's tackled after a short gain. Wrapping him up was Isaiah Moe. They'll mark him up to about the 34-yard line, so it's a 4-yard pickup on that completion. 7 catches, 114 yards for Tristan Fisher. Again, he has been trying to carry as much of the offense on his shoulders here this afternoon. Second down and about 6 yards to go here for the Cards. Jacob Fox off to the right-hand side. Tristan Fisher to the left. Two running backs flanking the quarterback. Michael Fox will take the snap. He looks to throw, fires it deep down left-hand side, going forward, but not able to quite get there is Tristan Fisher. Overthrown by about 4 yards. Incomplete. It'll be third down. Cardinals have attempted 25 passes as a team today. 7 of 25 passing as a team for 114 yards. Couple of interceptions. 3 minutes even to go as the Cardinals break the huddle, come back to the line of scrimmage. Receivers again, left and right. Two running backs flanking the QB. Michael Fox takes the snap. Fox looking to throw, rushed again, and just gets it away. There was nothing he could do. Big rush from the left-hand side of the defensive front by Freddie Nelson, and it's now fourth down. Boy, the pass rush has been a big factor here today for the Vikings. They have put a lot of pressure on Michael Fox, have not allowed him to really look downfield, look at more than one target. If that first target is not open, there's really been no other choice for the Newman quarterback today. See if the Cards go for it in this situation. Fourth down and 6 yards to go from the 44-yard line. Actually, from the 34-yard line. It does look like Michael Fox will stay in at quarterback. Two running backs flanking left and right. Receivers left and right. And a whistle. and a timeout on the field. 1:54 to go in the game. We'll take a quick break and be right back. This is Cardinal Playoff Football on 98.9 WXCO.
Witness the difference at Newman Catholic Schools. From 6 weeks old through 12th grade, students are led to build a strong foundation for life. Catholic faith and learning come together in a welcoming community that encourages growth at every stage through a well-rounded curriculum, service opportunities, and a wide range of extracurricular activities. Students are inspired to discover their gifts, strengthen their character, and reach their full potential, with growth happening both within and beyond the classroom. Newman Catholic Schools creates an environment where students can flourish. Choose a school that invests in your child's future. Learn more at newmancatholicschools.com.
And Chad Holmes again here from our Clover Belt Credit Union broadcast booth. Looking at the games that the Vikings have lost, they lost a two-point game against Clayton back on opening night on August 22nd. And then they did play at Gilman. And Gilman, of course, has been the number one team in the state this season. And they fell then that one 48-12. But that's still a great game to have as they try to move their way in this bracket. Fourth down and six, going for it to the Cardinals. Fox will throw it on the right-hand side and not quite able to get there. His intended target was Jacob Fox. And that will be a turnover on downs, and that should just about do it. I would hope that at this point that the Vikings will take a couple of knees and start to celebrate their victory here with their fans. Beautiful day, but the result is not what the Cards were looking for. But at the same time, you come out here, you battle, and I think this group still has nothing but pride should be the feeling for, a very solid season, another victorious season for this football program. Austin Adams in the pistol, and they whistle. And it looks like a timeout on the field with 1 minute even to go. So a timeout, and we will take a timeout as well. Be back in 30 seconds here on 98.9 WXCO.
Rocket Industrial's mission to package with less is a commitment to making a future that's